الحمدللہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام علی سید المرسلین اما بعد فاعوذ باللہ من الشیطان الرجیم بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم والصلاة والسلام علیک یا رسول اللہ وعلی آلک وصحابک یا حبیب اللہ والصلاة والسلام علیک یا نبی اللہ وعلی آلک وصحابک یا نور اللہ. ویلکم ان دا بیوٹیفل سلسلہ ان دا لائٹ آف قرآن. Our beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam has stated, anyone who recites 1,000 times durood upon me every day, he will not die until he sees his place in Jannah. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The viewers of Madni channel, this is the second episode of the silsila in the light of Quran. We were discussing about the istiqama, how one can get steadfastness on hidayat. And in answer to that question, Mufti Saab told us that there are many ways, and one of them is learning knowledge. And after knowledge, it is also necessary that we must be in good company, in the company of those people who are pious and practicing Muslim. It is also very necessary that we must avoid the company of corrupt people and bad people. And Mufti Saab further elaborated that it is also very essential for us to have bayat on the hands of a person who is really Sheikh Kamil. And then at the end, Mufti Saab told us that dua is also one of those means by which we can attain istiqamat, steadfastness on hidayah. So may Almighty Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the hidayat. Maulana Rum rahmatullahi ta'ala, a famous Muslim saint, he says that to sit in the company of a pious person, even for a single moment, is better than 100 years worshipping full of sincerity. So what is special in the sohbat of these kind of people, that Maulana Rum rahmatullahi ta'ala is saying that sitting in their company for a moment is better than 100 years ibadat, which is done with full sincerity. Then when we see the biographies of different awliya-i-kiram and ulama-i-kiram, so we come to know that every one of them had been sitting in company of that person who was practicing and pious. For example, Ala Hazrat. So Ala Hazrat was disciple of Al Rasul rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh, and then he was also ordered to sit in the company of Abul Hussain Nuri rahmatullahi ta'ala alayh. Amir al-Sunnat Damat Barakatuhum al-Aliya, he enjoyed the wonderful company of many pious ulama-i-kiram and awliya-i-kiram. So it means that whenever istiqamat will be mentioned and hidayat will be mentioned, the people of piety and practicing Muslim, they will also be mentioned. So Musab, here my question is that what is special in these true practicing bondsmen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that hidayat and istiqamat is always found in their company and almost everywhere they are mentioned for attaining hidayat and istiqamat?
Basically, there are two things. One is Book of Allah, which Allah Azza wa Jalla has revealed over the Holy Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And second is special bondmen of Allah, special people of Allah. In Quran, Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the importance of both. Importance of the Book of Allah, as in many places Allah Azza wa Jalla has described the excellences of the Holy Quran, what kind of excellences the Quran has. As ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ هُدًى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ يَا أَيُّهَا النَّاسُ قَدْ جَاءَتْكُم مَوْعِظَةٌ مِّن رَّبِّكُمْ وَنُنَزِّلُ مِنَ الْقُرْآنِ مَا هُوَ شِفَاءٌ وَرَحْمَةٌ لِّلْمُؤْمِنِينَ. So there are hundreds of ayat which are about the excellence and importance of the Holy Quran. But on the other hand, there are many ayat about those people, those special bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal as well, which were special people of Allah Azza wa Jal. As in how many places Allah Azza wa Jal had described the excellences of pious people, as وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا وَإِذَا خَاطَبَهُمُ الْجَاهِلُونَ قَالُوا سَلَامًا. Even in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, which is the second surah of the Holy Quran, in beginning, whenever Allah Azza wa Jalla mention about Quran, ذَلِكَ الْكِتَابُ لَا رَيْبَ فِيهِ, that is about Quran. But after that, هُدَى لِلْمُتَّقِينَ, Now, what is the definition of muttaqin and what are the qualities of muttaqin? Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned in the same place. Alladhina yu'minuna bil ghaybi wa yuqimuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqun. So, it means in the beginning of Quran, where Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the excellence and the importance of Quran, in the same place Allah Azza wa Jalla has mentioned the excellence and the qualities of pious people as well. So, it shows that the book of Allah and the people of Allah, the special monument of Allah, both are very important and both are necessary for getting guidance. That's why in many places wherever Allah Azza wa Jalla has demanded from us to follow the commandments of Allah Azza wa Jalla and to be obedient to Allah Azza wa Jalla, Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded to follow the path of His pious people. As in one place, in same Surah Al-Fatiha, Allah Azza wa Jal is describing, O people, you should say, اِهْدِنَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنَعْمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Allah, keep us on the right path. The path of Allah, the path of those people whom you have favored. So, though that word could be mentioned in this place, that the path of Allah, O Allah, keep us on the right path, the path which is your path. But Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning this place, اِهْدِنَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. O Allah, keep us on the right path, the path of those people whom you have favored. So these favored people are beloved to Allah Azza wa Jal. That's why Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us to follow the path of these people. The first thing. The second, in one place, Allah Azza wa Jal has commanded us, يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهَ وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. O believers, have fear of Allah. And then be stay with those people who are truthful. وَكُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Now, the very basic commandment of Islam has been given in beginning. يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ. O believers, have fear of Allah. Adopt piety. But after that, Allah Azza wa Jal has mentioned the method of getting that piety. To attaining and to acquiring that piety, Allah Azza wa Jal has told us the path of those, the method of those. And what is that? كُونُوا مَعَ الصَّادِقِينَ. Have the company of pious people, be with them, stay with them, stay in the company of those people, you will get that piety which has been already commanded in the beginning of the ayah. So, that shows the importance of Rijalullah, the people of Allah, the special bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal. Then, in another place, Allah Azza wa Jal has said, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. Allah Azza wa Jal had described many prophets, many Anbiya Kiram alayhim as-salatu wasalam. Then Allah Azza wa Jal commanded, أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهُ. These are the ones whom Allah Azza wa Jal has guided. Now then Allah Azza wa Jal is saying, فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِهِ. So their guidance you should follow as well. You should follow the guidance of these people. So that is another, and the word hidayah is being mentioned in this place. As we are discussing about hidayah, how can we get istiqamat over hidayah? How can we get guidance? How can we get hidayah? So now Allah Azza wa Jal is mentioning the method of acquiring that. أُولَٰئِكَ الَّذِينَ هَدَى اللَّهِ فَبِهُدَاهُ مُقْتَدِي. If you have to get guidance, if you have to get hidayah, so then follow the path of those people who are already guided people, whom Allah Azza wa Jalla has guided already. So that is another ayah which shows the excellence and importance of pious people and the favored people. Then there is another ayah Allah Azza wa Jalla mentioned in the Holy Quran, وَاتَّبِعْ سَبِيلَ مَنْ أَنَابَ إِلَيَّ. Follow the path of those people who turn towards me, who are munibin, who return to Allah Azza wa Jal with repent and in humbleness and with the submission of Allah Azza wa Jal. So follow the path of those people. So these ayah are describing the importance of the special bondman of Allah Azza wa Jal. And even when a pious person departs from this world, that time angels or Allah Azza wa Jal address that person, and that time what is said, Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned in the Holy Quran, Ya ayyatuhan nafsul mutmainna. O satisfied soul, whose soul was satisfied, whose self was satisfied, who were the pious person, who has got the pleasure of Allah Azza wa Jal in this world, to that soul, to that self, it has been addressed, Irji'i ila rabbik. Turn towards your Lord. In which condition? Radiyatan mardiyya. You are pleased with Allah and Allah is pleased with you. Then فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, then enter among my special bondmen. وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي and enter into my paradise. So now Allah Azza wa Jal is giving glad tidings to that satisfied soul, to that pious person. And in that place, Allah Azza wa Jal is describing, is mentioning his special bondman first, then entering into paradise. فَدْخُلِي فِي عِبَادِي وَدْخُلِي جَنَّتِي, you enter among my pious people, my virtuous people, and then enter into my paradise. So it shows when, inshallah, with the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal, when we will enter into paradise, that time first we will enter into the group of pious people, into the group of special bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, then we will enter into paradise, inshallah Azza wa Jal, with the blessing of Allah Azza wa Jal. So it means at the last moment of the life, when the person is departing from this world and Allah Azza wa Jal or his angels are addressing him, that time that person is being addressed in that way. Then there is supplication of Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam in the Holy Quran. He invoked in the court of Allah, Fatiras samawati wal ard, O creator of the heavens and earth, Anta waliyyi fid dunya wal akhirah, you are my protector in this world and in the hereafter. Now he is invoking, Tawaffani musliman wa alhiqni bis salihin, cause me to die as a Muslim and then join me with righteous people. Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, who is the prophet of Allah Azza wa Jal, who was Rasul and who was one of the most beloved bondmen of Allah Azza wa Jal, he is supplicating in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal these words, Tawaffani muslima wa alhiqni bis salihin, cause me to die as a Muslim and then join me with righteous people, with pious people. So that shows the importance of Rijalullah. The word what I have used in beginning, there one is Kitabullah and the other is Rijalullah. If someone says that I will follow only Kitabullah and I will never follow Rijalullah, the people of Allah, so then he will lose his way and he will become one of deviant people.
Subhanallah. Very wonderful explanation, dear viewers of Madhvi channel, that one is Kitabullah and other is Rijalullah. So guidance can be found in Kitabullah and can also be found in Rijalullah. Then the ultimate goal of Quran is Hidayat, because it is said that Hudal lil Muttaqeen, therein is Hidayat and guidance in this book of Allah for those who are Muttaqeen, fearful of Allah. So when Quran is Hidayat and the ultimate goal is to attain Hidayat, then there comes a question that how can we attain Hidayat? Let's move to Mufti Sahib and ask him, what is the best way of attaining Hidayat or guidance?
Yeah, really, when guidance and Hidayah is very important and we are in the need of getting that, or to be steadfast on that. So that's why we need to learn about the methods of that. So there are many ways, but I would mention only three. The first method is to invoke in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal, because he is a real guide. He is the one who guide all the people. As Allah Azza wa Jal mentioned, Ulaika alladhina hadallah. These are the people whom Allah has guided. So means Allah Azza wa Jal is real guide. So that's why when guidance is in the hand of Allah Azza wa Jal, so we should invoke in his court. And there are many ayat and there are many supplications which have been mentioned in Quran and Hadith. So if we make reciting those supplications as our habit, as our routine, so inshallah that would be very beneficial for us. As in the very same ayah what we are discussing about, in that ayah Allah Azza wa Jal is telling us, you should invoke in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal with these words, اِهْدِنَ السِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ سِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ. So it means for getting guidance, Allah Azza wa Jal has told us one supplication. And because of this supplication, the name of this surah is Suratu Ta'limil Mas'ala. This surah is about teaching us how to supplicate in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal. So that is very beneficial way to get guidance and to be steadfast over straight path. That is one supplication with these words, اِهْدِنَا الصِّرَاطَ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ صِرَاطَ الَّذِينَ أَنْعَمْتَ عَلَيْهِمْ غَيْرِ الْمَغْضُوبِ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا الضَّالِّينَ. So if we recite this supplication after, for example, after every prayer, daily after every prayer, so that would be one of our routine supplications. So that is one supplication. The other supplication is, Allah Azza wa Jal described that supplication in another place with these words, رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا وَحَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ. رَبَّنَا لَا تُزِغْ قُلُوبَنَا, O our Lord, let not our hearts deviate after you have guided us. بَعْدَ إِذْ هَدَيْتَنَا, after you have guided us, let not our hearts deviate from your path. وَحَبْ لَنَا مِنْ لَدُنْكَ رَحْمَةً, and grant us your mercy from yourself. إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ الْوَهَّابُ, and you are the best over. So if this supplication we add in our daily routine, we include in our daily routine, so that would be very useful supplication for getting guidance and for getting steadfastness over straight path. Then the third supplication which has been mentioned in one hadith, Allahumma thabbit qalbi ala deen, O Allah, grant steadfastness to my heart over your straight path, over your religion. So that is another supplication. So these are three supplications, two are from Quran and one is from Hadith. So invoking in the court of Allah Azza wa Jal for getting istiqamah, for getting guidance, it is very beneficial way. The second method of getting steadfastness and getting guidance is to learn Islamic knowledge. To learn Islamic knowledge, as learning Quran, learning Hadith, reading the books of Salaf Salihin, reading the books of pious predecessors, so that is also very important. But there is problem in this place, in this method there is a problem. What is that? Because as we know, there are many sects in Islam, and Mu'tazila and Murjia and Qadriya and Jabriya, so there were many sects in Islam, and still many of them are existing. So that's why now it is very important to read sound content and really good books and really guided books which can teach us right Islamic beliefs, not the wrong ones. As there are many books in Tafsir, there are many books in Shuru of Hadith, there are many books in Tasawwuf, there are many books in Fiqh, which have been written by Mu'tazila and by other deviant people. So that's why that is very important to choose the right books. Otherwise, really, might be these books would be the means of our misguidedness. So for that purpose, in this era, in this age, I would recommend the books of Ala Hadrat Imam Ahl Sunnat Mujaddidin Millat Ash-Shah Imam Ahmad Rida Khan Ali Rahmatul Rahman, and the books of the disciples of Ala Hadrat, the books of the followers of Ala Hadrat. If we restrict ourselves within these books, so inshallah we will get sound knowledge and we will get proper Islamic commandments, Islamic teachings, and inshallah then we can protect ourselves from misguidedness and from the wrong path. And then alhamdulillah, now as the publishing department of Dawat Islami Al-Madinatul Ilmiya and Maktabatul Madina, they have published many books, hundreds of books, more than many hundreds. So when those books are available, alhamdulillah, most of the Islamic knowledge are available in those books, which are basic necessary knowledge for us. So that is available in these books. So that's why if we read the books of Amir al-Sunnah and the books of Al-Madinatul Ilmiya, so inshallah, in that way, we will get sound knowledge, and through that knowledge, we can get guidance and we can get steadfastness as well. Then the third method to get steadfastness is getting the company of good people, getting the company of pious people. And for that purpose, I would recommend the environment of Dawat-e-Islami. As alhamdulillah, we have observed with our own eyes that in the environment of Dawat-e-Islami, how many people, whether they were deviant or they were disobedient to Allah Azza wa Jal, but alhamdulillah, with the blessings of Dawat-e-Islami and after sitting in the company of Dawat-e-Islami, after attending the congregations of Dawat-e-Islami, or after attending the Madani Kafras of Dawat-e-Islami, or after watching Madani channel, alhamdulillah, they have diverted themselves from that life to a right life. So that is another good method for getting steadfastness and for getting guidance. So first of all, we should adopt supplication. The second, we should learn proper Islamic knowledge, and third, we should sit in the company of pious and good people and right people. So inshallah, these were the means of getting guidance and being steadfast enough for that.
Dear viewers of Madni channel, the initial 4 or 5 verses of Surah Baqarah, they are also giving us a message, and that is that Quran is hidayat for muttaqeen, hudal lil muttaqeen. When we say muttaqeen, so what we mean by muttaqeen? What is the definition of muttaqi? In light of these verses of Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaibi wa yuqeemuna as-salata wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon walladheena yu'minuna bima unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablik wa bil akhirati hum yuqinoon. So there are few things mentioned, like they believe in unseen, they establish their prayer, summary of the verse, and then they spend from that sustenance which has been granted to them, then they believe on that revelation which has been sent down to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they also believe in those prophets and their revelations which came before the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and they are very certain, they have faith in hereafter as well. So these are few qualities of muttaqeen. So my question to Mufti Sahib is going to be that what is the real definition of muttaqi? Because unless we know that what is the real definition of muttaqi, we won't be able to become muttaqi. So Musa, what is the definition of muttaqi?
When we discuss any particular word, so then there are three things. The one thing is the literal meaning. The second is terminology, the actual definition in that field, in that particular science. And the third, which is called technical meaning as well. And the third thing, to describe something with those qualities which can tell us the actual character of that particular attribute. What is that and what are those qualities? So the literal meaning of word taqwa, the basically word muttaqin is from taqwa. And the word taqwa is in the meaning of to protect ourselves from something which is harmful, to protect ourselves from harmful thing. Now when we take that word in our religious terminologies, so then the meaning is that to protect ourselves from those things which are harmful for us in hereafter. So those things are sins. So it means to protect ourselves from major sins and minor sins. That is the meaning of taqwa. That is the basic meaning of taqwa, and that is the meaning of that taqwa which is wajib upon us or which is farz upon us. So that is that technical meaning, and that is the definition of taqwa. Then the third thing, what you have mentioned, that in this place Allah Azza wa Jalla describes us al-muttaqin. Quran is hidayat for muttaqin. Quran is guidance for muttaqin. Then Allah Azza wa Jalla describes some attributes of muttaqin. What are those? Alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib, who believe in unseen things, including Allah Azza wa Jalla and paradise and hell and the day of judgment and angels. And then the other quality, the other attribute is wa yuqeemuna as-salah, they establish prayer. Then the third quality, wa mimma razaqnahum yunfiqoon, they spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jalla whatever Allah Azza wa Jalla has granted them. Then they believe in previous books and they believe in Quran as well. Then they are sure about akhirat, they have faith in akhirat. These are the qualities of muttaqin. So basically, as I have mentioned, the actual meaning, the definition of taqwa, that is protection ourselves from those things which are harmful for us. So now if we look at these qualities which have been mentioned in this place, alladheena yu'minuna bil ghaib, that is iman. So having belief in unseen things means adopting all the beliefs of Islam that will protect us from the hellfire. Then wa yuqeemuna salah, to establish prayer. So the third way of defining something is to mention the qualities of that thing. As muttaqi and muttaqin, that has been mentioned in Quran with some attributes and with some qualities. As in Surah Al-Baqarah, Allah Azza wa Jal has defined muttaqin with these qualities. هُدَلْ لِلْمُتَّقِينَ الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَمِمَّا رَزَقَنَاهُمْ يُنْفِقُونَ till end. So these are qualities of pious people. Means they believe in unseen thing, they establish prayer, they spend in the path of Allah Azza wa Jal, they believe in previous books as well as in Quran, and they are certain about Akhirah, about the Day of Judgment. Now in another place, Allah Azza wa Jal has described some other qualities of Muttaqeen. And in one place in Surah Ali Imran, Allah Azza wa Jal has described, "U'iddat lil Muttaqeen." Paradise has been prepared for Muttaqeen. And who are Muttaqeen? What are the qualities of Muttaqeen? Allah Azza wa Jal described, "Alladheena yunfiquna fis-sarra'i wad-dharra'i wal-kaazimeena al-ghayza wal-'aafina 'anil-naas. Wallahu yuhibbul muhsinin." والذين إذا فعلوا فاحشة أو ظلموا أنفسهم ذكروا الله فاستغفروا لذنوبهم ومن يغفر الذنوب إلا الله ولم يصروا على ما فعلوا وهم يعلمون. These are the qualities of muttaqeen pious people. What are these qualities? الذين ينفقون في السراء والضراء. They spend their wealth in the path of Allah, whether they are in the state of adversity or they are in the state of prosperity. Then وَالْكَاظِمِينَ الْغَيْظَ, they express their anger. وَالْعَافِينَ عَنِ النَّاسِ, and they forgive other people. Then the other quality, if because of the deception of shaitan and because of the whisper of shaitan, if they commit any sin, they remember Allah Azza wa Jal and they repent of that, those sins, and they never persist on their sins. So these are other qualities of a muttaqeen. So basically that is the method of Quran to give the definition of something. Quran doesn't deal with the deep definition of something. Quran describes thing with the attributes and with qualities. So similarly in this place Allah Azza wa Jal has described Muttaqeen with their qualities. So it means these are the qualities of Muttaqeen. And through that, in these qualities, we can see the meaning of taqwa as well. Because we have mentioned the meaning of taqwa to protect ourselves from those things which are harmful in afterlife. So, these things, believing in unseen, establishing prayer, spending in the path of Allah, and forgiving other people, and express our anger, and spending in the path of Allah in prosperity and in adversity. So these are those qualities which can protect a person from hellfire and which can protect a person from harmful things in Akhirah. So that is the definition of Quran regarding Muttaqeen and regarding Taqwa. So to sum up, I would say if we take the little meaning of Taqwa, that would be only protection ourselves from harmful things. If we take the technical meaning of Taqwa, that is to protect ourselves from those things which are harmful for our afterlife. And if we take the definition of Quran, so in different ayah, the qualities of Muttaqeen have been mentioned in different ways. So that is the actual definition of Taqwa.
The viewers of Madani channel, you must have learnt a lot, especially from the explanation which Mufti Saab granted us regarding Muttaqeen. And then the definition of taqwa. In nutshell, taqwa is to safeguard ourselves against all those actions and things which are going to prove harmful for us in hereafter. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make all of us really muttaqi Muslim and grant us tawfiq to become practicing and obedient slaves of Him. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen. Sallu alal habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Qur'an.